Welcome to another edition of the NextCare Wellbridge Senior Living Conversation. And we are so excited to be here today sitting down with the VP of Clinical Services, Heather Perry, as she discusses her career in the industry and of course here with NextCare Wellbridge Senior Living as she was just named the 2023 Nadana Regional Nurse of the Year. So exciting, a lot of people to thank, of course, a lot of details to get into. You'll hear directly from Heather herself about everything that's gone into this, and of course, what is to come on the NextCare Wellbridge Senior Living Conversation. All right, well, Heather, obviously excited to sit down with you and of course, find out a little bit more about this tremendous honor. And, you know, just again, for clarity's sake, the 2023 Nadana Regional Nurse Leader of the Year Award, and not only were you nominated, ultimately you won. And I'm sure there are a million people that you could immediately thank and point to and everything like that. But I want to just right out of the gate, at least put you on the spot a little bit because, you know, what a tremendous honor. And I just want to get your thoughts on being able to win this and of course represent NextCare Wellbridge Senior Living.
Yeah, I was totally surprised by our team nominating me and the hard work and teamwork that goes in from everyone who helped submit the application, and such an honor. And, you know, there are lots of people that I'd like to thank, Daniel for spearheading, you know, the nomination. And I've worked with him now for 10 years. Prior to that, he was working as the director of nursing at Four Chaplains. He was also the 2012 Nurse Administrative Leader of the Year. I'm really humbled by the nomination and, of course, the award recipient.
In a career that can sometimes be a little bit thankless, I think, you know, I think some people can look at it and go, well, this is your job, you know, you need to do the job, and maybe you don't get the pats on the back or the thank yous that obviously I think people who are on the outside looking in or family members would look at it and go, gosh, you know, they really deserve a lot of thank yous for the hard work that they do. Was there a moment, you know, at any point where you just said, you know, gosh, a private moment where you thought, all these years, blood, sweat, tears, hard work, these families you've cared for, supported, you know, teammates, all of it, and just kind of thought, this just makes me really proud to be a member of this team and to be doing this work.
Yeah. So I started out at 19 years old as an LPN right after high school. And I've been doing this now for 25 years. And, you know, this is the career that I chose, helping our seniors. And, you know, there's a lot of holidays that were missed, a lot of working the weekends, and, you know, just to make our seniors' life better. And the team around us, and, you know, hoping every day that the life is a little bit better for each one of the seniors in our communities.
You seem to be somebody who not only, you know, leads and coordinates and, you know, things along those lines that comes with being a manager, you also lead by example and get in there and do the work and provide care and show, you know, your team kind of the way to go about doing it. Is that instinct? Is that, you know, the way that you want to go about, you know, helping the team? Is that just starting at 19, you almost miss, yeah, you know, doing more of that? I guess, where does that come from and how important is that to you?
Yeah, it's very important to me. You know, I feel like my cup gets filled by helping others. And, you know, I feel like it's servant leadership. You know, sometimes there's moments where you lead, and there's other times where you have to roll up your sleeves and jump in and help out. And, you know, show the team how it's done. You know, there's a lot of new grads that came during COVID that really didn't get clinicals and they didn't have the experience in nursing. So you have to go show them how to start an IV or do those clinical tasks that, you know, they just weren't shown. You know, so every day is different. You never know what you're going to get in these facilities, but being able to jump in and show them, you know, all those different things that you've learned over your career is definitely helpful.
You mentioned COVID and certainly don't want to go too far back, you know, especially with such a difficult period, you know, especially in this industry. But it was difficult, obviously. And now that we are just outside of, it appears, the national health emergency with those orders being lifted, if you look back on it, you really didn't have much of a choice but to just dive in and, you know, show people how to do things and, you know, talk about every day being different. I mean, you know, it was crazy, it seemed, as far as what was going on. But how challenging was that? And I guess how much did you rely upon your earlier work in your career to get everyone, you know, kind of through and on the boat paddling mm-hmm. in the right direction?
Yeah, you had to roll up your sleeves and, you know, jump in. And, you know, I had to work shifts. The other nurse managers had to work shifts when, you know, the staff were calling in or not showing up or too scared to work. You know, you had to put on a big smiling face and just go in and do it, you know, and show others that it could be done and that we were here to take care of the sick people. That is what we signed up for.
How often do you see or hear from, you know, team members that you work with that you're trying to show the way to, show nurses, you know, how things are supposed to be done? How often is it, you know, wow, I didn't even realize that was what you had to do? Or you almost can feel or see some of the staff members learning by watching, whether it's you or other leadership members. I guess, how big is that as far as cultivating the culture and the foundation that you want as, again, NextCare Wellbridge continues to grow and expand here in 2023 and beyond?
Yeah, I mean, you see it every day, you know, where we have Cena's that started out. I know we currently have a manager who just came back to us at Wellbridge of Pinckney, who started here probably 10 years ago as a Cena, who's now an RN MDS nurse, you know. So all of these people that we've cultivated over the years. We have nurse practitioners that started with us as LPNs, and then were RNs, and then a director of nursing, and then a regional nurse consultant. You know, so we have so much longevity in these 10 years where we've really been able to shape people's lives and really help and guide them through their nursing career ladder. So that's been really great to see. Just in those 10 years, you can really see the stepping stones of people who want to do more and help people live better. So we do have those opportunities as well.
This award is obviously a, you know, big thank you, a recognition of all of the hard work that you've done over the last 20 years or so. And, you know, certainly want to make sure that is pointed out. And obviously, I'm sure you're humbled by it, like you said earlier, but it's just the beginning, it feels, you know. It really is. I mean, you know, while you're being recognized for everything that you've done, here we are in 2023, the world to a certain degree seems to be getting back on track and back mm-hmm. to normal. I guess, what are your hopes and dreams here as we move forward and kind of close the door to, you know, what was a very difficult past for 3 years? And the things that we want to accomplish here in the next, you know, say decade with NextCare Wellbridge?
Yeah, we really want to keep continuing to elevate our care. You know, since we're getting past the PHE, you know, we're really trying to get back to the basics and be proactive, really trying to get our nursing leaders in the right positions in all the buildings, and then really trying to say, okay, who does want to move up, who wants to do more, and then how do we create those career ladders for them? And really making sure that every facility becomes a 5-star facility. That's really our goal.
If you had to speak directly to somebody who's just getting started with the company right now and getting into the healthcare field, specifically in, you know, senior care, what would you say to them about, you know, gosh, you might be entering a world wide-eyed and, you know, nervous and not really understanding what's going on. And you yourself can look back at, you know, you started at 19 and go, gosh, you know, all of a sudden this great recognition, you know, this award for the company, you know, all of the opportunities that you've had, you know, say to them, I guess, just roll your sleeves up, work hard. And honestly, mm-hmm. so many great things and so many possibilities and promotions and opportunities are going to come your way if you just put your head down and work.
Yeah, I would say grit. That's what I tell our kids, that anything is possible as long as you are willing to put in the hard work, you know, and as long as you're willing to outwork others and, you know, be the first person in, be the last person out, you know, just be willing to do things that others aren't. And you definitely can do anything. This career is, you know, it's open. You know, there's so many opportunities. I'm also a licensed nursing home administrator. You know, there's so many things that you can do and so many different career paths.
The thing that I think separates you and, you know, NextCare Wellbridge Senior Living as a whole is it really isn't just a job. You do want to go mm-hmm. above and beyond. You do want to make a personal connection with residents that are here and family members, of course, who are coming and visiting. And I think, as you know, a lot of people, unfortunately, have to think about their parents potentially entering, you know, that next stage, you know, if you will, in life and going to a great place. You want to think about sending them to people like you who are going to take an interest in them and care for them above and beyond. Would you say that's the thing that you're most proud of maybe over, you know, throughout your career? And that's one of the bigger things maybe that led to this award for you?
Yeah, I would say that we care, you know, that we try, you know, you can always get a hold of us, that, you know, we're always willing to try different things to make sure that, you know, the care is as good as it can be. And then looking every day to improve, you know, and really going back and looking at circumstances to say, you know, how do we make sure we don't do that again? You know, because we want everyone's road to recovery to be epic. And really, that's our ultimate goal.
Well, I want to give you one more chance here. I know you already did, but the 2023 Nadana Regional Nurse Leader of the Year, Heather Perry. Again, I know there's a lot of thank yous, you know, that you want to give, but could you just, I guess, tie a bow on the honor, the people who have supported you that you want to thank, and just, you know, kind of, again, just show a little bit of appreciation for a tremendous award.
Yeah. I have to thank my husband, you know, for everything. You know, working with him is an honor. And, you know, each day we challenge each other. And thank you to Daniel for nominating me. And then for all of the nurse consultants and the nurses, the directors of nurses, our nurses in our facilities, the CINAs, you know, without everyone, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I'm only here to help make our residents' lives better.
Thank you for joining us for another NextCare Wellbridge Senior Living Conversation. Congrats again to Heather Perry, of course, a great representative of all the hard work that is done here at the 26 facilities across the great state of Michigan. If you'd like to follow up or go back maybe and look at some of the other episodes, please make sure to subscribe on YouTube. And of course, check out NextCare Wellbridge on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter.